A hesitant but strengthening economic recovery is predicted by the Ministry of Finance in its latest forecast released this week. The ministry sees growth of 1.3% this year, doubling to 2.6% in 2011. That is an improvement from the earlier prediction of an almost invisible 0.3% growth rate in 2010. Most of the demand fueling extra output will come from abroad, with exports seen rising by 4.4% this year. Unemployment is seen falling slowly to an average 8.8% this year and 8.6% in 2011.
Finance Minister Eduard Janota will not now push plans to allow Czech citizens to buy a stake in the country's mounting debt, according to the E15 Daily. Mr. Janota last year launched the idea of a special issue of state bonds, which guarantee a set rate of interest throughout their life and the initial investment sum at the end of it. These are usually bought up by big financial institutions, but the plan has hit opposition from the two big political parties, with doubts raised as to whether the ministry could pilot such a bond issue. Now, Mr. Janota says he will just prepare the project, but not actively press for its adoption.
Box office takings at Czech cinemas hit record levels in 2009 in spite of a fall-off in total visits. Income rose around 2% to 1.25 billion crowns, although cinema visits were down by around 3% at 12.46 million. The extra income stemmed from higher ticket prices, which rose from an average 94.6 crowns in 2008 to just over 100 crowns in 2009. That is one of the biggest hikes in the last decade. Multiplex share of the overall market rose to account for 87% of total income.
Small shareholders in the country's biggest steelworks, ArcelorMittal Ostrava, have won a court action against the majority owner, ArcelorMittal Holding. Nine shareholders lodged a complaint against the company's decision last year not to share out profits in the form of dividends. Instead, they say the majority owner used the cash as a cheap source of credit for its own purposes. This week, a local court found that commercial law was broken when the firm's general meeting gave no reason for refusing the share out of profits and then snubbed the small shareholders. ArcelorMittal Holding says it is considering an appeal.
The Czech Republic's biggest car producer, Škoda Auto, and researchers at the West Bohemian University in Plzeň have teamed up to work on a device that would alert drivers if they're starting to fall asleep at the wheel. The idea is that the device, probably fitted in the headrest, would measure so-called event-related potentials. These are the small electric signals in the brain that occur before, during, and following activity. It is reckoned that measuring these signals can give a 5 to 10 minute alarm that the driver is dozing off. Such a device could cut accidents caused by carelessness by around 40%.